Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this week's feature is all about learning how to get a bit more from your garden. When you mention landscaped gardens, you'll often think of an area with a decent amount of colour but with an emphasis on neat. I met up with landscape architect Paula Sharkey with a much more holistic view of what an eco-friendly and biodiverse garden can offer. This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. This is Track O'Brien on, and this week we're learning about gardening, and we have a landscape architect here with me called Paula Sharkey, who's going to tell us a bit more about different ways of approaching how to lay out your garden instead of the way that people are most used to, about cutting the grass down to the bare minimum and, you know, putting a couple of slabs over here and maybe some sort of a strange Buddha over there spitting water out, you know, just to have sort of a different approach. Can you tell us a bit about what kind of gardening and landscaping that you
So when I design gardens and work in gardens, I encourage people to include what people would deem weeds.
Yeah.
And so there would be wild plants like nettles and dandelions.
Yeah.
And there's other plants there too that people might not be that familiar with, like cleavers and horsetail. But there are so many plants out there that can be used for medicine.
Yeah.
As well as for wildlife. So, for instance, like nettles,
yeah,
is a food source for different butterflies, and there's three that I know of, and that's the peacock, the red admiral, and the tortoiseshell butterfly.
Yeah.
So they lay their eggs on the nettles, and then their larvae, the little caterpillars, they eat the nettles before they
butterfly. Yeah.
So if you got rid of all your nettles, you don't get those butterflies.
Mm.
And there's nettle weevils and thrips. There's all kinds of insects that actually, they're kind of like part of the plant.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of a lot of what people say, or, you know, are weeds, you do get a lot of the wildlife and the insects that live on those specific plants.
You're cutting all that out as well.
You're cutting all that out. So your garden becomes more and more barren.
Yeah.
And my approach to gardening, and I know it's becoming more and more popular, biodiversity, is to include more life rather than getting rid of life. So try and change your perspective and see these white plants as beautiful, as magical. They're for medicine and they're for wildlife. So my approach to garden basically is to kind of open up the garden to as much life as possible.
The nettle, what kind of qualities does the nettle have for human?
So the nettles is a superfood. So you know where you get all kinds of superfoods these days. So nettles are a brain and body tonic. They've got loads of minerals and vitamins like A, C and K. And they're very good for hay fever and any allergies as well.
Yeah.
So they're just a good tonic. So let's say you've had an operation or you're feeling a bit tired and, you know, fatigued, or all kinds of reasons why you might not be in full of health, you could actually take nettle tea because it helps to clean and strengthen the blood. So having good, clean, strong blood in your system helps with the whole body.
The run of the whole place.
Because it's able to bring all the nutrients to different organs and to different parts of the body. So having good blood is really important to fortify the blood. And nettles do that. There is something to be said about during a week course in herbalism, even if it's just a weekend, and just to find out what plants are good to have in your garden and what, like, choose maybe three, maybe up to six plants that you're going to really study and use.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could know loads of things about different types of plants, but you might not use them and you might walk past them. And the biggest medicine for me really is just to love nature. That's medicine in itself.
It's mindfulness. True mindfulness.
Yeah.
So very good. So it's about, I suppose, looking at your garden, looking at ways, not only is it going to be pretty to look at, but it's something that you can experience your garden.
Yeah.
Maybe on a level that you're not at the moment.
Yeah, the whole of life is your garden.
Is your garden.
The whole of life. And to include insects, mammals, birds, you know, have it like when you walk into your garden, it's full of life.
Paul, it's fascinating stuff. I've plenty to think about and plenty to discover within my own garden. And thank you very much for your time today.
You're so welcome.
A great insight from Paul on how we can open up our garden even more to nature and how we can benefit from the healing qualities of what are essentially weeds.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.